Hare Krishna. Question: what does it mean to not take credit for our services? Does it mean that we should not have our name associated with whatever service we are doing? Say if a devotee writes an article or a book, the name should not be there on the book. Or if you do some service, nobody should know what service we are doing. Answer: not necessarily. That concealing the name is a precondition for not taking credit, nor does it assure that we are not taking credit. So the point of not taking credit is that ultimately our purpose is to be conscious of Krishna. Our purpose is to want to love and serve Krishna. So to the extent we are focused on Krishna, to that extent we are advancing in bhakti. To the extent we are focused on thinking about ourselves and our own greatness and delighting simply in that greatness, that is not Krishna consciousness. That is self-consciousness, which is undesirable for bhakti. So the important point, if we keep this point in mind, that the central rule is smartavya satatam Vishnu vismartavya, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So with this in mind, then when we do services, okay, after doing the service, what are we focused on? Are you thinking, oh, now I have proven my greatness to the world, now everybody will come to know how great I am, how talented I am, how dedicated I am. So if our focus is on I, then that is what it means to take credit. It means to be, to wallow in self-consciousness, which is counterproductive for our bhakti. Now, sometimes some external forms of not taking credit, just not having one's name exhibited or told, is it necessarily not taking credit? It can be, but it doesn't have to be. Because sometimes we may not want our name known to general people, but then by that, those who know that it was I who did the service and I did not take the credit for that service by not letting my name be told, it may well be that for among the people who know, we want more credit. Oh, see how selfless this devotee is, that he doesn't even want the name. So now it's not that anybody who says like this, that I don't want my name, somebody may give a big donation and say, I want to stay anonymous. Now what that devotee's motivation is, we can't judge for ourselves. And we shouldn't judge. Some devotee may give a big donation and then may want the name to come prominently. Not because that devotee wants credit, but because that devotee wants to show that, oh, set an example for others and oh, this devotee is giving donation, let us also give some donation. So it's possible like that also. So sometimes some devotees say that, you know, I don't feel qualified to sit on the Vyasasana. Therefore, I will sit on a simple mat and from there I will give class. Now that may be done because of genuine humility. But then, one aspect of humility is to not inconvenience others. Not inconveniencing others means that, you know, if some devotee is not sitting on the Vyasasana but is sitting on a mat on the ground, then all the devotees who are hearing the class, they often have to strain their necks more to look at that devotee, and it's more inconvenient for them. So if my humility is causing inconvenience for others, then is that really humility? And is that an exhibition of my service attitude? Similarly, some devotees say that if we write if we don't write the name on the books that we publish, or we don't write the name in the article, then we are not taking credit. But no, again, if the article is well written, devotees will want to know who has written it. And then if the name is not there with the article, then the devotees simply have to go to greater effort to try to find out who is the writer of this article. So putting devotees into greater inconvenience, making them do greater work, is not a sign of humility on our part. So, and further, not putting a name on a book or an article may also raise questions about the credibility, the authenticity. that non-devotees also will not be able to relate, because there are certain standards which are there. The standard is that normally a piece of writing, whether it be an article or a book, that is associated with the name of the author. So we don't have to think that flouting the normal conventions is the way to be humble. So normal convention may be that if somebody gives donation, that person's name is put on the temple notice board or on some plaque. If an article is written, that person's name is put over there. So not doing these necessarily does not lead to not taking credit. They may be a different way of taking credit, in the sense that those who know that we have done that service, we may be wanting them to appreciate us more. And we secretly want others also to know that, oh, it was I who did the service, but I didn't want to take the credit. So I'm not saying that everybody who does like this is in this category. But my point simply is that we cannot equate any external action with an internal motivation. So just that a person putting his name does not mean that the person wants to take credit. And that just the person not putting the name doesn't necessarily mean that that person is free from the motive of taking credit. So each of us, it's best not to judge others, and each of us can take a inventory of our own consciousness and try to focus on Krishna and try to focus on not delight in our own glory when we are able to do some service, but to focus on Sarva is Krishna and devotees, and thank Krishna and devotees, saying that thank you for allowing me to do this service, and actually not taking credit where it is due may also lead to our missing opportunity for future services. If some devotee is, say, a good writer, and then some major opportunity for writing comes in the future, but people don't know who is this devotee who's written this, then they cannot contact that devotee, and then the opportunity for writing, opportunity for bigger service may go away. So yes, we do want to avoid taking credit. That means we don't want to be self-conscious. We want to stay Krishna conscious. And a devotee is, when we are able to do some service, as devotees, we should focus on, it is Krishna who has given me the ability, it is Krishna who has given me the opportunity, and it is by Krishna's mercy, coming in the form of the ability, the opportunity, and the inspiration, that I am able to do this service. So that way, if we stay conscious of Krishna, if we stay grateful to Krishna and the devotees who have engaged, inspired, and facilitated our service, and we don't become self-conscious, then we are not taking credit for our services. Thank you. Hare.